Yes, the Gemara says in Menachos, Guf Amar Abaye, Mitzvah Gemirne Yome, Mitzvah Gemirne Shu is the Mitzvah Tziras Omer to count days, Mitzvah to count weeks. Rabbanan de Bei Ravashi, Manu Yome, Umani Shvui, they all they count the days and weeks. Amemer Mani Yome, Velo Mani Shvui, Amar Zechu Amiktishu. Amemer only counted days, he didn't count weeks. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara whether bizman hazeh, how do we count? Everyone agrees bizman shebeis hamikdash kayem, they counted days and weeks. The question is, what about bizman hazeh? So it seems to be a machlokes. The simple reading of the Gemara is everyone agrees it's a zechel hamikdash today. The question is, how much of a zecher do you make? Look at Rashi in 2.
Zecher mikdash means to not do what they did by the mikdash, or to continue on doing what they did by the.
No, zecher mikdash. Well, that's a separate discussion in terms of the different types of zecher mikdash.
Because it's like a rabbanan, and so
yeah,
therefore.
It's definitely no. At the best, it's the rabbanan. Zecher mikdash. The different types of zecher mikdash. There's a brisker. Some you make a bracha on, some you don't. Like korech, but the simple pshat is zecher mikdash is since we no longer have a base on mikdash. We don't want to forget the carbon omer and all that. So, so therefore, it's assuming.
But he's saying to do it differently than that they did in.
Right.
You don't have to do the whole thing. It's just yoitz zechel mikdash just by doing.
In general, when you have a zechel mikdash,
it's just zechel mikdash. So you don't have to.
So he's saying it's enough just to count days because okay, I still know about Sfiras HaOmer. I'm not going to forget about it.
Does Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi hold that you won't be Yotzei if you would only go like a Neymar? Or is it talking, they're all talking the Chachila? Or could we say that the Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi is just going with Chachila, but everyone agrees like a Neymar to be the Eved, you're good with, B'yoy Meisagi.
No, Pashas, you went for. Pashas, you wouldn't fulfill your mitzvah of Shrui, and maybe if you assume it's one mitzvah, then you wouldn't fulfill
the theory.
So it seems to me, it's a machokes.
In Pashas, that's how you would read it.
Yeah. Rashi, Ameimer, Mani Yome, Velo Shrui.
We don't need to do it, but because the Echmigas are free, it does have an obligation to do it.
Strictly speaking, right, there's no mitzvah in our Torah anymore, so then you'll say, so there's not even a mitzvah drabana, maybe.
So if the Echmigas Pshat is that, so that when Beis Hamikdash will come back, we'll remember how to do it. So we should
talk
to do it the way it's done based on Mikdash. Right?
Right.
Pashas, this
Zechel Mikdash
here.
Right, Pashas.
Kind of like,
yeah.
Just to remind us to.
Right, Pashas called Drabbanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun. That gets into a Zechel Mikdash. It's the same as a Drabbanan. That's what the first sheet seems to be saying. The Zechel Mikdash is like it's a Takana Drabbanan called Din Drabbanan Kein Daraisa. So we pattern the mitzvah, we just do a Midrabbanan now. But according to a Meimar, no, it's enough of a zecher to just mention days. I'm not going to forget the sfira.
Zecher l'mikdash only going on a meimar? Could it also be?
Right, so we could discuss that. If let's put this: if I was reading the first time I read the Gemara, who knows how long ago, I would have thought the pashas would have been that it's the last person saying is zecher l'mikdash, but that's not the way. We'll get to it. It could be the Pshat and the Rambam, but the way Rov Vishonim learned, they learned the Gemara Zechel Mikdash is going on both. I could, from the simple literal reading, I would have said not that way, because and also it's only days Zechel, but if I'm counting days and weeks, maybe it's the real mitzvah. But that's now. But Rov Vishonim say that everyone agrees that because that's Rov Vishonim hold that Tzvira is only Drabbanan. That gets into whether you hold Tzvira is only Drabbanan and Daraisa. But Rashi writes, "Amei mani yom shvuei amar hay minyan and dahashu lav chovahu daleka omer elazechu amikdash ba'amahu hilchok biyom eisage." So he's just explaining that since it's all zechu amikdash, so therefore he doesn't. So Pashas, the way Rovi shown him warn is sviras omer is drabanim is manazel, like Rashi's saying, and therefore the whole thing's a zechu mikdash. It's just a local machlokes. How much of a zechu mikdash do you need? According to, I think it's Aran says this at the end of our Rav Sachem, even though we'll see it might not, he says it in the Rambam, but it might not fit into the Rambam for other reasons. But he says no. That so Pashas, you know, we said the machlokes whether it's the rice or the rabbanan today depends if it's connected, because the pasuk connects the carbon omer and the svira. So is it coincidental? Obviously, there's some link, but it's not a significant link. It's just telling me it's the same time, but there's no fundamental connection between the carbon omer and the svira. Well, there's no svira and carbon are two independent mitzvahs. And therefore, so Rashi obviously learned his Rabbanan, so, and all the people learned Rabbanan saying, like Rashi, that it's all, since we don't have, who cares that we don't have a Lekar Omer? If it's not, obviously Rashi saying it's linked to the carbon Omer, and since there's no carbon Omer, therefore it's only Rabbanan today. And this Machlokas in the Gemara is, everyone agrees it's Rabbanan. How much of a Zecher do you need? Do you do Rabbanan Kain Daraisa Tikkun? Or you don't even need that. He says it's enough just to do Yomei and not Shvuah. You know, I guess according to him, if you did weeks, you wouldn't lose. But you don't have to do it. Like, I guess it shouldn't be like us to do. So let's say those who learn it's Daraisa. So how do they learn this Gemara? So that's how they'll learn the Gemara in the way that I think the Ran in the end of Arvei Pesachim brings down that it is goof of the Machlokas here. Those who hold it's Daraisa hold you count money and Yomei. And the Zeichu HaMikdash is only going on the other Shita, the Shita that Sfiras Omer is Drabanan today. So therefore, that's the Pshat. So that's how, so Rov Rishonim learn like Rashi that everyone agrees it's the Zeichu HaMikdash. And the issue, and other Rishonim say, no, that's good for the Machlokas in the Gemara. If you say money in Yomei, that's, you know, he wants to say in the Rambam, well, we might have a difficulty with the Rambam for a different reason, but put the Rambam out of the picture. Those who hold it's Daraisa, Pashas is because it's independent of the Karban. And that's why, in fact,
isn't Rashi only going on the second opinion?
Yeah. That's my question, though. Maybe you could say that they're both arguing that this Amar Zeich LeMikdash is going really on both opinions.
No, I'm saying is he
writing... You could say that he also be saying that it's...
No, he's writing...
That it's the Machlokas, whether it's the Rice of the Rabbanon. Why can't Rashi fit into whether it's Machlokas, whether it's the Rice of the Rabbanon?
Because he's only commenting on one, so you assume it's
one. No,
yeah, so the second one's at the Rabbanon.
Right.
Second one's the Rabbanon, the first one's the Rice. I mean, Rashi's not saying that everybody kuli amalo pli, that it's...
See, there's
that's
no right that Rashi's not like the Rambam.
Right. No, I'm saying I'm not disagreeing. That's how everyone brings down that he's not saying that. But
based on what? Based on this Rashi?
No, not or whether based on this Rashi or that's how they learned the Gemara. I told you the way I learned is I could learn it's only going on the second sheet. That's what I thought. Just the reading the Gemara, but then when I look at all the other Rishon, then when they bring down Rashi, people are saying a mils of the Pshita. The Zeichu, you know, maybe if you see the whole Gemara, then maybe it's clearer. But they seem to, the Rov Rishonim were in the whole...
Anybody who doesn't say Befer says Daraisa or something else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The whole thing's a Zeichu HaMikdash, and it's a local machlokas. How much of a Zeichu do you need? That's how, but you're right, just from, based on this, what we have in front of us, one could say it's only going on, but probably fundamentally, because, you know, and then he's just explaining... Rashi just feels the need to explain why isn't he counting days and weeks, as opposed to, you know, the other one. But they learn Rashi's going on both sheets, and he's just explaining this. But you definitely can learn it that way. So, in fact, that's why if you notice, Rabbi Green counts, he says, La'omer and Ba'omer. But actually he does whatever the day is, La Omer Ba Omer, right? But in the YU Haggadah like years ago, I still have it, I saw the rough sheet that brought down differently, meaning La Omer and Ba Omer, you have to count, but you count over again, meaning you say Hayom Shiva, Vesrim Yom, La Omer, and then you go and say over. This is the whole thing. But so however you learn Pshat in the Rav, what's Pshat? Why you count? What's the reason why La Omer and Ba Omer? Why would he say? It's obviously the Chumrah. You don't have to say La Omer, period, in the Yotze. If you never say La Omer all 49 days, there's not an issue. But why? What's it based on? So someone has suggested, based on this, that was what are the word, what's the difference between La'omer and Ba'omer? So La'omer seems to be connecting to the Karban. La'omer, the Karban Omer. And Ba'omer is saying it's more coincidental. In other words, it happens to be Ba'omer. We happen, you know, the time we count Sfira, so the La'omer seems to go with it. You hold La'omer, it's linked to the Karban Omer. And if you say Ba'omer, so therefore he's being Machmir for both Shitas. That's why someone will explain as well. So that could be, so if you hold, the, you know, that could be, so if you hold it's Daraisa, then you, so the Rambam, I don't know if it fits him, but the Rambam should count according to his Ba'omer. Because if you're saying it's because of, and those who say Darabanan should see, if we, you know, if we say the Shtickle. And also, perhaps you could also suggest, there's a whole discussion whether women are chayiv in Tzviras Omer. So Pashas, it's a mitzvah aseisha zman grama. The Rambam writes it explicitly, Maimonides. It's a zman grama, which is, there's a Ramban in Kiddushin, you know, by Chavtes over there, the good stuff in the end of the first parak with all the kibud avim, all that stuff. So there's a Ramban that writes that women are chayiv in Tzviras Omer, it's a lav zman grama. So some want to say it's a typo error, but others want to say, I think Reparo, they want to explain now why, what's the pshat. I think there are three Pesach. Frank has a shtickle on it. How could it possibly be Sfirat Omer because it loves Mangrama? So they want to say in Lumdis, because if you assume that the Karban Omer is generating the chiyuv of the Sfira. So when do you say, how do you define Zman Grama? It's only if it's based on the Zman, period, and it's the Zman Grama. But here the mitzvah Sfiras Omer is really generated from the Karban Omer. So if it's generated, it's the Karban Omer, we learn, is the Sfira is an outgrowth of the Karban Omer, therefore the Ramban says it's a lav Zman Grama. So therefore, someone has suggested, and perhaps if women count, it's a whole separate shiur, should women count, should they not count? But based on this, so if you're going like, so the Rambam says it's a Zman Grama, so it's coincidental, so it's Ba'omer. But the Ramban who's saying, who's Lav Zman Grama, so, you know, the Nosha Machayev, it's the Lav Zman Grama, so maybe when women count, they should count La'omer. Because they're saying La'omer, it's connected to the Karban, it's not a Zman Grama, and that's why I'm Chayev. But either way, that's, you know, different possibility. Either way, they say the Rav was Machmir, a typical Brisker Chumrah, but you know, usually based on like different Rishonim. But again, it's a pure Lechadchila because not saying La'omer, saying La'omer period, you know, it's a Lechadchila. If you don't say La'omer, you don't say, but that's why, that's, you know, a couple of possibilities, you know, why La'omer and Ba'omer, is this Machmir for both sheets is the case, it's the Raisa, or Durabanan, as we'll see. So, so that's just the base of Makolkas, Durabanan, and Durai. Let's just get to the Bahag for a minute. So let's just turn to the next page, because there's two Bahags. This sheet only quoted one of them, and this is the one, this is the Tosis and Menachas, and Samech Vav, Oz Tes, and then there's the Tosis and Megillah. So let's just see, this is the famous Bahag. So everyone quotes the Shitas of Bahag. What does he say? Tosis quotes in Menachas, Od Pasach Behilchis Gedolos, She'im Hifsik Yom Echad, if you counted one day, or if you miss one day, Velo Siper, Shuv Eino Sofer, you miss one day, it's all over. Why? Mishum Dabai Temimus, because the Torah tells us, Shevash was the most Tiena. V'tosis V'tema Gedolohu, is a big wonderment, and we don't accept this Bahag. What's he talking about? No one, no Rishonim accept the Bahag. The Rama, no one quotes this Bahag, of course, except the Shulchan Aruch for some reason. But no one else besides the Shulchan Aruch, none of the Rishonim all disagree. So the Bahag writes that if you miss a complete day, you don't have to go back because you're lacking in Tamimus. And Tosa says it's a wonder. We'll come back to this. We'll come back to that in a minute. I just want to show you the other Bahag. So what's this? So why is the Bahag saying a big chiddush? Why is the Bahag a big chiddush? What's the simple pshat? The Bahag, you know, because the Shevet Shavuos Timos Tiyana, therefore we know if you need 49 complete days. So Tosis says that's not the pshat in the pasuk. The Ba'ag is saying a chiddush akra. What's the simple reading? What's the simple pshat when the pasuk says Shava Shavatos Timos Tiyena? What is it? What's the simple pshat we learn now?
Weeks.
No, from the Tzimimus, but the simple pshat is because let's say like many mitzvahs, we don't begin until the like shofar, luav. We don't shake shofar. We don't blow the shofar. Why don't we do it at night? So Sviyas almost, I would have thought, okay, why not count during the day? No, Shav Timimos, I need a complete day. So therefore, that's the pshat. That's why we have to count Sviyas at night. That's the pashtus of the pasuk. The Bahag is a tremendous. Everyone knows the Bahag. No one knows the pshat in the Chumash because everyone's taught the Bahag without knowing what. That's not what it means. It means is the simple reading of the pasuk is you count at night. We count at night. Night during. I think Tosis over here says that. He says, if you skip to like three lines, number three, Tosis Megillah. First of the two different Bahags. That's the Bahag, the one I quoted. That's the one we don't, you know, this is the Bahag like this. Laman, he gets into the discussion, what if you miss a night, could you count during the day? So, because the Gemara there compares it to the Ksiras HaOmer. So the question is, you did the Ksiras HaOmer at night, but the question is, b'di'evet, could you do the Ksiras HaOmer b'yom anat? So Tosfos says, Laman the Makshir Ksiras HaOmer b'yom, according to the opinion that says, you could do the Ksiras HaOmer during the day, b'di'evet, modahu gabi svira, even he agrees that by svira, the Engla Varach b'yom, ishum, the Shana La Kasov La Akiv Diksiv Timimos Via Tamosi Timimos Ella Katamona Balaila. As the Tosis says here, that even according to the one who says you could do Ksir Biyom, that's only Bidiyevid, you still wouldn't make a bracha during the day. So Tosis there alludes, he says, that's what the Pasuk means. The reason why we have to count at night is because it says Timimos. But then he quotes a different Hilchus Gedolus. Then he quotes Buvahag Kasov. The hecha the inshi. So the first bahag we just said, if you miss a complete day, it's over. Then he quotes the bahag here, bahag kasav, the hecha the inshi. Here inshi doesn't mean people. Here means hecha the inshi. If you forget, levarach balayla, but where you forget to count at night, yimana lamachar below bracha, like we do. We follow this. If you forget to count at night. You count during the day, b'li bracha, because like the ksiras ha'omer b'di'evid, v'chein halacha, and that's the halacha. We pass them like this, bahag, that if you forget at night, you count during the day without a bracha. Aval im shachach laila v'yom, if you get a complete 24-hour day, lo yimna o b'bracha, lo yimna o b'bracha d'be'inan t'mimas v'lecha. It's interesting, he writes, Oyema Oba Bracha, maybe you shouldn't count at all, but that, why?
How could you use Tmimas to learn both?
What?
You use the word Tmimas to learn both?
What do you mean both?
Meaning? One, that you need to do it at night, not by day, and also that if you miss one full day,
you know, everybody, that's what the Bahag does. The Bahag knows what the Pasuk means. He says, that's what everyone agrees, that's what the Pasuk and that's what. The Bahag is saying, as you're saying, that not only does it mean you count it, but it's a double meaning to me as well, because they're not contradictory. But he also knew that was the pshat. But he's saying, in addition to that pshat, he took it to step B. Not only do you have to count at night, but also to me means complete. So it comes out. Yes. So we have two Bahags. So you have one Bahag that says if you miss 24 hours, it's a no-go. And Hosea says, you're nuts, it's crazy, no one follows that. Like, what are you talking about? Even except the Shulchan Aruch. But none of the Rishonim accept it. But the second Bahag, we do accept. We might accept the first one also, but we'll get into that. But the first, this one we definitely accept, that if you forget to count at night, the halacha is you count during the day without a bracha, and then you continue counting without a bracha. I mean, then you can continue counting with the bracha afterwards.
How does that work? How does counting in the day fix?
So that's so much. That's the kasha. Yeah. Okay. So what's
like
pshat?
The first pshat made a little bit more sense. Even
which pshat?
The first.
Well, there wasn't. They're not the two. Yeah, that was the first bahag was just saying if you miss 24 hours, it's over.
But that's essentially the same thing as saying without a bracha. You're counting, but it's symbolic. You're not doing mitzvah.
Well, that's how you learn pshat. Well, or you could say, or you could say, you know, it might just be a suffix, so therefore a suffix bracha is bahakel.
But essentially, it doesn't argue with the first bahag.
No, it doesn't.
You don't count anymore. Okay,
I know.
You count without a bracha. Like,
I know, but it could have said the bigger thing is don't count at all. In other words, I'm going to get into it depending how it has a lot to do with how you learn pshat in the bahag. That's why I'm bringing it up. Because I'm already going with...
Once this means at night, so then I don't get how reading is counting in
the day could like revive the bracha.
Yeah.
So that's the pshat. What's pshat in the bahag? Why is that true? That's what I'm going to get. Why, if I count during the day, it counts? Like, that's your kasha.
Basically.
It could be that it doesn't count for the sphere of that day, but it does count for Tamimus for the next day, so you won't have a gap.
So the way the Mishnah Berurah learns, I'll get to, you're going to be along the lines of Rav Soloveitchik, but it's the way the Mishnah Berurah learns, he learns it's kind of like a Svek Sveka. He says, one suffix is... He has it here?
Number 23.
Oh, but see, it's a different Svek Sveka.
That's if you're Mesupik, I think.
Yeah, that's right. There's a different Svek Sveka. The Svek Sveka over here is that he says one suffix is maybe is the mitzvah to count a day or a night. You know, we see 2 days in the Rishonim, whether b'di'eved, you could count Sfira during the day, whether you could do the Ksiras Omer. So that's one machlokes. And even in Tim say Lomar, that only a night and you can't do during the day, then maybe, who knows, maybe it's 49 separate mitzvahs. Maybe each day is independent of the other, and therefore based on the Svek Sveka, that's what the Mishnah Berurah wants to say, we can continue counting, that it's a Svek Sveka, whether you yote during the day at all. What? It's Mizonah? It's a Svek Sveka. If one suffix, whether maybe night, maybe day, so maybe, and even if you're telling me the day isn't good, maybe it's each day. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah wants to say Pshat and the Bahag is. So the Rav says, what are you talking about? The Bahag would have said a Svek Sveka. The Bahag is nowhere, there's nothing in the Bahag that says anything about a Svek Sveka here.
Which Bahag? The first Bahag?
Either way, he just says, why wouldn't he'll have a lot more than that? But he's saying why wouldn't the Bahag? He says the Rav is saying the Bahag didn't seem to be saying it. But he's saying this is it. He's not saying. He doesn't seem to be saying, unless you want to say that's the pshat lo yima oba bracha. Depends how you learn pshat. You know, love the bracha. You know, to him counting without a bracha is counting nothing. You know, that's what we'll get into. What does that mean? Lo yima oba. Why is he telling me without a bracha? Well, obviously we can't make a bracha. If you count meaningless, I'm just saying. So
it means something.
Yeah. So either way, that's what the Mishnah Berurah. So the Rav Soloveitchik wants to have a total. So basically, there's an issue. So.
So what was the kasha in that approach?
No, the kasha is why didn't he did? No, he did not. We're trying to understand why counting. How does counting during the day help?
Like, does that Sveik not true?
No, he's not saying it's not true. But he's saying you could. But
you can't fit that in.
He's saying he hasn't that's found in the Bahag. If you want, halacha, let's say it's a combination. Forget about he's saying in the Bahag he doesn't like it. He's saying, well, halacha l'maisi, the Svek Sveka is true. Let's put the Bahag away. Let's say, because.
Where does the bracha even come in? Sorry. Like, where does. Like, Tamimus could just be, well, you count the Omer at night. Where did the bracha even
No, the bracha, no, right. The bracha is, right. We as Pashas, you yotze without the bracha. The bracha Pashas has nothing to do with anything. The bracha is just, you yotze without a bracha.
Where did we even get an idea to...
Well, you always make a bracha before any Birkas HaMitzvah.
Where's the first source where it says you're going to say a bracha? Birkas Omer.
And Tzvira's Omer? What do you mean? First of the source was it was always that they always made a bracha was a mitzvah min haTorah. The Gemara in Shabbos about Vehechan Tzivano.
Uh-huh.
we make brachas on every. I mean, it's a general. So we make a bracha over the Gemara Imsachim Dav Zayin, that we make brachas over Lasiyasan.
Okay.
You know, whether it's Hachana to get you ready, but that's not. It's not. The bracha is not relevant to our discussion. What I'm saying, the bracha is not relevant. I mean, saying is, it is going to be relevant. It's not relevant in the sense that if I counted every night a sphira without a bracha, I fulfill. Yeah, we'll get. You know, we'll get. Maybe we'll get into the Rav Yashita. But without pashtis and the way we paskin, if I counted every night without a bracha, I'm yotze. That's not. So we just make like any other birkas mitzvah. If I put on tefillin every day. I have to without a bracha. I'm yosef a mitzvah of tefillin. It's no different than any other birkas a mitzvah. Chazal is instituted before you do a mitzvah.
So why can't we do the bracha? Why can't we make a bracha in the day?
Because that's the shaila. The mamanashach. If that's the kash. That's a, if that's our kasha. Why? If counting during the day works, so why not make a bracha?
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying that's. Okay. What is this? The question is
the same question. Phrased.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Right. Fine.
No. 100%. What the question? Yeah. The question is why? What's the issue here? Why does he say count during the day without a bracha? You know, why not count during the day with? So therefore, because it's the same suffix. That since maybe during the day is not a mitzvah. You're right. According to that sheet that it holds during the day, you know, but. You know, then maybe he'd say, "Don't make. Maybe you only make a bracha when you're fulfilling tamim." You know, then it could be a local Hilchos brachas issue. It won't necessarily tell me anything. So the question is in the Baha. So people always.
I mean, the Baha doesn't say anything. I'm not sure. Like that question, why the Sveik doesn't fit in. What's that kasha based on? Like, he doesn't say anything about
right.
That.
So because he doesn't say anything, he has no Ramazim, so he's going to steer away from that shot in the Bahag.
But you have to give some Sfara.
Okay, so...
That's what he's going to give.
He's going to give
but
something
else. In.
What do you mean,
he doesn't say anything. What could you say that can possibly fit in there?
That's what he's going to... That's who, the Bahag? Or that's
what, no, I'm saying the Bahag doesn't say anything.
The
Bahag
is just saying Allah, and the Mishabur is going
to be... Yeah, no, right, so I'm
right,
saying...
Right, but I'm saying, I don't get the
look, you, no, because usually it's Svek Svek is already, it's a post-Svek, it's a Bidiyevid, it's like, you're coming up, usually it's Svek Svek, is you take from two different sheets, you take different snippets from different people. If the Bahag is saying a psak, why should I assume it's a space? It's a Svek Sveka. In general, when you do a Svek Sveka,
it's too complicated to fit in. They're saying it's too complicated of a shot to say that.
But you know, bottom line is the Mishnah Berurah thinks it is a Svek Sveka. I'm not saying this. I'm not saying. I'm saying the Rav thinks it's no good. I'm not saying we intelligent people could debate what you know. I'm not definitely the Svek. Obviously, the Mishnah Berurah is learning the Bahag as a Svek Sveka. So he's obviously there's room. There's nothing the Bahag says that you can't learn the Svek Sveka, but the way the Rav learns to him, it's obvious it's not a Svek Sveka because that's based on his knowledge of the Bahag and how Svek Sveka, he's taking it. You're right, just from reading this line, you wouldn't know anything. I'm just saying he's saying if it was a Svek Sveka, he would have told me the Bahag.
Right,
that
right.
He was telling, here he seems to be telling, no, that's the halak. You count during the day, not no, that's the, there's no Svek Sveka. After I give you the answer, I'll be able to explain it to you. You'll understand where he's coming from in a minute. Because people always learn. So what the Bahag clearly says, the first Bahag, is that if you forget a complete 24-hour day, so you can't go back.
Right.
So, and Tosis is what are you talking about? So what's Pshat in the Bahag? Why does Bahag say if you miss a 24-hour day, you can't go back? What's the pshat in the Bahag?
Why, after 24
hours? Yeah, if you miss a 24-hour day, you can't count anymore.
Well, he says,
right, exactly. So how would you learn? So what's the simple pshat? How would you learn the Bahag?
Kamis a day.
It's one long mitzvah.
Yeah, so everyone learns the Bahag, that's one big mitzvah. That basically.
Just for the record, I've been at Pesach in like 5 different communities in the United States, and all of them had YU rabbis. And they all said the
blood
from the...
Right. Oh, you're at Pesach Shiram? Pesach Hotel?
Like New York and Cleveland.
Oh, not at a hotel, you mean?
Not even a hotel.
Oh, you're in Shul's, you mean? Yeah.
By your rabbis?
Yeah.
It's Rav Soloveitchik Pshat, like every single one of them.
Oh, so, but now you really understand that after I'm finished.
happens to be the Rav Tzena Pashol, Rosh Hashanah, the same thing. And I'm sure he has not seen the Rav's.
The one in the Sephardi, who?
Who's? Ben Zion Abishol. He was the Rosh Yod Pratu.
Right. So, and we'll see. So he says, so Pashas is one big mitzvah, and therefore, what's the difference? In other words, according to the Bahag, if I, you know, you can count 48 days, it's nothing. It's no different. You know, you're a little bit pregnant. That's it. Either you get the mitzvah or you don't. So why do you make 49 brachas? That's a separate issue. That goes on the Maisa mitzvah that the Chazal instituted. Like if I'm putting up a mezuzah in your home, everyone agrees it's your mitzvah, but I make the bracha. Because the bracha is on the Maisa mitzvah, not on the Kiyama mitzvah. So therefore, if you hold the Bahag that way, so there's not a kasha, it's just you make the bracha. So Rav Salvez, that's not the pshat in the Bahag. Everyone agrees that it's 49 separate mitzvahs. Like, and therefore, because it's a big, why should I say it's one big mitzvah? Everyone disagrees with the Bahag. What are you talking about? Like a Tamimus. Of course, each day is a separate mitzvah. So actually, if it's a separate mitzvah, so what's the pshat in the Bahag then? So you should take and keep on going. He says, no, it's a different pshat. He says, because what the Bahag is saying, the definition of a svira is there has to be a link, there has to be a continuity, a serif, basically between Pesach and, what are we doing? Pesach and Shavuos, we're counting, that's the famous Ramban, actually Parshas Emor, that Mikroi Kodesh, but the Ramban writes, you know, he talks about Chol HaMoed, so basically he calls Sviras HaOmer the Chol HaMoed between the Yontif of Pesach and the Yontif, that's why Shavuos is called Atzeres. What do you mean, the end? It's one day at Atzeres. It's the end. What? It's the end of Pesach. It's all one link. So the whole purpose of the Sefiras HaOmer is to create a link between Pesach and Shavuos. So therefore, if I miss day eight, so the Sefiras 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 9. That's not a count anymore. I lack the Sefiras. But it's not pshat the first 7 days. I got the mitzvah. It doesn't even do. Each day is a separate mitzvah. But with the Bahag's Chiddush is, what do you mean, Tamimus? He's not saying it's one big mitzvah. Of course he agrees it's 49 separate mitzvahs. But his Chiddush is, you need a tziruf. Once you break the tziruf, you can no longer count anymore. You know, definitely not without a bracha, whether you should count without. We count without a bracha anyway, because who says we pass like the Bahag?
Well, but I'm saying, it's not to say a bracha if it's its own mitzvah. Why wouldn't? So you need a
seer.
Seer makes it part of the mitzvah.
No, that is the. In other words, what the pshat in the Bahag is leket tamimus. Tamimus, if you need a, that's what he means.
But isn't day 12 its own mitzvah?
Yeah,
it is. Day 12 is only day 12 if there's a day 11.
Count it till.
Yeah, day 12 is every day is independent. So therefore,
so that means it's not its own mitzvah.
It is. But you're
lacking. You need. There has to be a part.
It's going to count every day.
Yeah. So I'm doing my mitzvah.
You can't count.
Today
I'm going to count 25, and tomorrow 10.
That's the chiddush of the Bahag. I'm saying
randomly count.
Yeah, I'm saying Rov Rishonim, you know, say each day is independent, and therefore it doesn't make a difference. The chiddush of the Bahag is pshat in the Bahag, is that it? No, that of course, Pashas, it's one big mitzvah. And that he says, no, it's not one big mitzvah. It's each day is a separate mitzvah. So why, if I miss a day, can't I count? Because you're lacking the tziruf, and he has a couple of rayas he wants to receive from other Rishonim. So he quotes from Ogonim. Actually, look at number 4. He likes to quote Rav Sajagon. The Torah, Rav Sajagon, Shem Shachach Be'echad Min Hayamim. We don't pass him like this, Rav Sajagon, but Rav Sajagon says, Shem Shachach Be'echad Min Hayamim, Yuvarach Be'yamim, Shalom. Yeah, I can't even read it. Shalacharav chutz milayu. Basically, Rav Sajagon writes that if you forget any night, you can keep on going. This is Om Shita. He says chutz milayu rishon. If I miss day 2 through 48 or whatever, maybe the last one you need also doesn't say, but he says you need the first one. We don't pass them like this. We assume there's no difference. But what's the pshat in Rav Sajagon? Because you got to start the bridge. If there's no beginning, there's no end. You have to have a link. If you miss day one, so he says, that's a raya. He's, you know, in terms of that yisod of the Bahag. Or look at the next one. He says,
is there the, links separate mitzvahs, but they're dependent on each
other. Yeah, he says that it's a whole bridge. It's the connecting the days between Pesach and Shavuos, and that's why. And he says over here, he quotes from. It's also, I think it's a Rav Haigon.
But it's totally like you can't do.
Is there any other mitzvah like that?
That's what I'm saying.
That's its own thing, but totally on something else.
Yeah, like a bris.
It's totally on.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you can't do the priya without the mila, but it's two different mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. Just physically, you can't do it.
Because the mila is the first. The link is to come into Klal Yisrael, the bris. So he's saying the bris mila step one and the priya step two. Step two was added later on. That was in the time of Yoshua. It's actually Lachol Moshe Mitzrayim, but the pasuk we learned out from Yoshua. About Mila Shanis, we had it in the Haftorah not that long ago. We read from Yoshua. Hibolo Mila Shanis. I don't know if it was over Pesach, maybe, who knows?
Yes.
Yeah. That so therefore, so he says like this, he says Shem Shachach Yom Echad. So this we do pass from, like the Bir Halacha brings down, I think from Usajigam, that let's say you forgot one day. So what do you have to do the next day? You have to say, Emash Hayabakav, you have to say Etmo. Let's say, according to Rav Sajagon, whoever it is, says, that let's say I missed a complete day seven. So you say, okay, you're right. You say, yesterday was day seven, and then you count day eight. And he even says, even with a bracha, perhaps. Again, not halacha l'maisa. So what's the pshat in Rav Sajagon? Why would I have to say, the whole concept is the link. That even Rav Sajja agrees, you have to have a link from the previous day in order to count between pace. And then he says, what's the pshat at the end? Mona ha'cherem im kol Yisrael. What's pshat? He wants, that's what the Rav wants to say also, that according to Rav Sajja Gon, that if you missed, it's true you missed, but the rest of Klal Yisrael is counting, so you could link on with the rest of Klal Yisrael, and therefore you count them. Obviously the Baha'i won't go that far. But all he's showing is that these shitas are working within this shita of the Baha'i. Obviously, the Vrsajagon obviously disagrees with the conclusion of the Baha'i about now. But even Rav Sajagon, saying yesterday was this day, or the shita and going to be, if you miss day one, that's how he does it all the time. He shows shitas in the Rishonim, but not as we paskin like, but they're working with this Mahalach. He's not just making up the Mahalach of Bahag. The source is another Rishonim and Gaon already working with the Sirah Pshat. So he has, so he wants to say, what's the Pshat in the Bahag is that you're lacking the Sirah. And this is Pshat. So what's Pshat in the Bahag? So Bahag says, what's the Pshat? You mean if you forget it and now you count during the day? So the Bishop says, Svek Svekam. The Rav says, no, but how cold, you can't do the mitzvah during the day. You get zero mitzvah of counting during the day. You only can count at night, that's it. So why count without a bracha? So he says, it's not the psha, it's only the ma'aser sphere. You got to keep the link. But then when you get, you kept the, it's kind of like the etmo, I'm counting during the day. It's just a better step. That you don't have to say yesterday, it's still today. I'm saying today is, I'm only counting so I could, in order to continue my link, so I could count the next night. But according to the way the Mishnah Berurah is learning, that it's a Svek Sveka. There's not no Svek Sveka. The Baha'i's not saying you get the mitzvah. If the Baha'i agrees, you can't count during the day. So the only reason you count in the day is to let me count for tomorrow.
According to the Mishnah Berurah, you are being Yetzer Mitzvah by
the Yeah, he's saying it's a Svek Sveka, and therefore you count, it's a Svek Sveka, that maybe it's a day's amendment, and even if it's not, but the way the Mishnah Berurah learns, you're getting a Kiyam HaMitzvah of that day.
According to the Rav, you're not.
He's saying that's Pshat in the Baha'i, and Rav's saying that's not, Baha'i never says that. But is one suffix is maybe the Mitzvah is a day, or maybe only a night. That's the machlokas. So even if you assume it's only a night, but then maybe each day is a separate mitzvah, which seems to go again, which is hard to say again in the Baha'i, because the Baha'i says it's one big mitzvah.
Maybe each day is its own mitzvah?
Yeah, in other words, each day is independent of the other. In other words, maybe...
That doesn't mean it's a mitzvah. That means I can say tomorrow.
No, but why am I? So why do I need to count at all? Why am I counting during the day then? If you don't say like the Rav, according to Rav, it makes sense. I'm counting the day because
Shmuel has a space speaker of why I should count during the day. Or why if I count during the day I can?
Yeah, well he's
counting.
No, well he's saying why I continue. He's saying what he's giving pshat. Why does it say you should count during the day without a bracha? Why does that make any sense? Manishak, either
so
make a bracha. Otherwise, why are you counting in the day without a bracha? So the pasuk of Mishnah Berurah is you're getting a kiyam mitzvah, but suffik bracha, so therefore you don't make the bracha. You're counting.
That's only one side of the
suffik. No, it's a svek sveka, and therefore you can rely on the svek sveka that you yotze during the day, and hence you can continue counting that night.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, but there is a whole suffik in the Mishnah Berurah.
No, but as a coin. But he's saying the svek sveka, but Mashra says no svek sveka, then you won't be able to continue. Why do I need a svek? The Rav says no svek sveka. The Rav says you're not getting. According to the Mishnah Berurah, if you weren't getting the mitzvah of the day, then it wouldn't be any different than missing a whole day, and then you should finish. You shouldn't have to count anymore. You should be over. In other words, the problem is why count during the day? That's the whole problem. What do we gain? Is counting during the day a mitzvah or not? If it's a mitzvah, how come I'm not making a bracha? So the Bishop Brewer is saying, no, you're getting a mitzvah, but it's a
spectrum. So according to the Shittas, that I could count during the day, then you are getting a mitzvah.
Yeah.
According to the Shittas that you can't count during the day, you're not getting a mitzvah.
Right.
Bishop Brewer agrees with that.
Right, so exactly, yeah.
According to the Shittas that it's every night is a mitzvah if ne'atma, then you don't need the whole bahag anyways. So one part of the spectrum of the Bishop Brewer is not like the bahag at all. Because we're just machmer like the bahag, right? We're using the bahag of chumrah that we have suffik brachas hag,
right,
because
so
maybe it's one long mitzvah according to Mishnah Berurah. Maybe it's one long mitzvah, so if you forgot one day, don't do it, right? Am I right?
That's the svek sveka you're asking.
Before the svek sveka.
So what? It's on which point? What point
before
are you making?
Before the svek sveka, I'm just saying that the way we set it up is according to Mishnah Berurah,
the question is why are we counting during the day without a bracha? That's what the fundamental issue is. Either if I'm getting the mitzvah, make a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to deal with that issue by saying is that it's a svek sveka, therefore maybe it's a mitzvah during the day, maybe it is not. And even if there's not, so maybe every other, so therefore I understand why there's no bracha. Because it's a.
Right, if it's not, then you don't need to do this.
But it's chiddush, right? But that's his chiddush, and therefore I can continue counting the next day without a bracha.
Right, exactly.
As opposed to the rabbi saying, no, there's no mitzvah. You're not getting the mitzvah. The chiddush of the bahag is that I could count now, create a sirah, even though I can. In other words, I can have a ma'aseh sphere without a. Going to the Mishnah Berurah. If hypothetically, if there was no key in my mitzvah, why would he tell you to count then? In other words, why would he tell you to count? If he assumed like this understanding of the bahag, then why? In other words, why would he count? In other words, he's not saying to the bishop is not saying you should count now in order you can count tomorrow. He's saying it's only because it's a suffix that you could fulfill the mitzvah now. In other words, if hypothetically you tell the Mishnah Berurah, let's assume this. 100 I can't. Should I count now? That he says no. If you say there's no point, then, and then maybe if you want to go like the other Rishonim, I'll count with or without a bracha.
Right, but in order to create a svek sveka, because the Shulchan Aruch says we're
exactly. So yeah, but because of the svek sveka, he's make like I continue counting now the following night with a bracha.
Right.
Of course, you definitely can't make a bracha now because it's a suffix.
Right.
He's using the svek sveka to continue counting.
Right. Okay.
And the rest, there's nothing to do with this. You don't need a svek sveka. You need the link. Right, I'm just. Right, the bottom line.
All I'm saying is that even according to Mishnah Berurah, the 50% of his fake figures that you're not doing any mitzvah right now.
Yeah.
The
well,
second side of the
suffix. Exactly, yeah.
I agree,
but if he only had that suffix, then
it would be just one suffix.
Yeah, then maybe, then he. Yeah, but then Pashas, then he made so you couldn't continue counting with the bracha.
Right, because it's only one suffix.
Yeah, then the next night, no longer a bracha. That he needs the other suffix.
Right,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Figure.
And the Rav is saying that you don't need that. The Rav is saying, because you're not getting. There's no stuff again.
The bahag itself doesn't say anywhere to say it during the day without a bracha. Right?
He says you can continue on. That
you can't continue.
We have it highlighted.
Krasa bahag, deich inju avarach b'layla, yimna, l'machar, below bracha. He does say it without a bracha.
Oh, that's the bahag himself?
Mm-hmm.
The bahag krasa, yeah.
That's the Tosis Megillah or Menachos?
That's Tosis Megillah. unless it's Tosfos quoting, whether maybe you tell me the Tosfos isn't quoting the Bahag for the the two Bahags. Tosfos quotes them here. Hifzik Yom Echol goes Shuv Eino Sofer Mishum Debinan. Here, see, here he says Eino Sofer. Period. It makes sense. You don't count at all anymore if you miss a complete day. Here he's saying you count without a bracha.
In other words, but this.
It's two different cases.
This Bahag could be tomorrow night.
Which Bahag we're talking about?
The one in Megillah could be talking about tomorrow night.
Meaning I missed during the
24-hour
period. Be'im shachach laila v'yom. Then he goes, then avalim shachach v'laila v'yom, lo, then he says it again.
The next day.
Yeah. So it's talking about the...
What about the original Bahag? Why can't we take a look in the Sefer HaFasadeh to see what it says there?
So the Mishnah Berurah speaks fake. Oh,
maybe it's bringing down the same Bahag in different words.
Right, the two different Bahags. I mean, we're talking about two different... No, it is two different Bahags. One is talking about if you miss 24 hours, and that's then the Bahag is talking... Then the Bahag is saying...
The Bahag that's in the Megillah, in Tosfos and Megillah, doesn't disagree with the Bahag.
Menaphis, right.
Says that if you miss a
exactly.
Period,
he's saying it's right. He's just giving us.
Exactly.
He's just giving us.
What is the Bahag actually?
He's just giving us an additional thing about.
Right.
Well, this Bahag says if you miss 24 hours, this Bahag's telling me, what do you do if I miss any? Yeah, I know. He's just they're not contradictory.
I'm saying, why can't we take a look at the Bahag and see what it says there?
You can if you find the Bahag. Unless we're assuming he's not quoting the Bahag.
The Mishnah Berurah saying this, they could explain the Bahag?
Yeah, or
no.
One thought of his
that's the thing, no. So,
yeah,
no.
That's
what I said. He must just be, he's just explaining this.
The halakha.
He's not explaining the Bahag. I said he can't be explaining the Bahag because the Bahag holds it's one mitzvah.
It's one mitzvah, yeah. Right? That's
No, because that's he doesn't. The Rav could use his vex fake, because Rav would hold it.
Right.
No, right. No, I don't think he's not explaining the Bahag.
He's
not quoting the Bahag, but obviously we're getting our halakha is based on the Bahag. So he's not. I don't know if he's quoting the Bahag per se. The way we paskin is based on the Bahag. So he's explaining the halakha. Why is it you count during the day without a bracha? So he gives his vex fake. We just know it's the Bahag, so I'm saying it's the Bahag, but it doesn't, you know, but it could be some other Rishitas also. But, that's not a problem.
Speak, though, I didn't follow so clearly what you were saying with Rabbi Sidious. The Sveik Sveik allows you to say the Bracha now, allows you to make the Bracha?
No, the Sveik Sveik seems to allow you
to keep on counting the next night.
With a Bracha.
With a Bracha.
In other words, with the Bahag says if you miss a night, you count during the day without a Bracha. So what's the... Why not make a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because the Sfex is both. In other words, why can I continue count? Why can't I make a bracha now, and why can't I continue with a bracha later? Because it's a Sfex Sveika. Maybe the mitzvah is only at night, maybe it's only during the day. So therefore I can't make a bracha because maybe it's only a Suffolk mitzvah. So then how can I continue counting the next day with a bracha? Because maybe it's another suffix, maybe it's 49 separate mitzvahs, maybe.
So like Rav Sadia going.
Yeah.
So you don't make a bracha during the day because it's a suffix,
right, it's a suffix. Right, it's a suffix mitzvah, so therefore you don't make, you're counting.
An LMI when it comes
right.
to
the So according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's a suffix mitzvah.
It's not a suffix, the next night I count by itself without a bracha.
With a bracha, only because I could take it. Because maybe yesterday I fulfilled my mitzvah, maybe I didn't. And even if I didn't, maybe each night is independent. So we only use that one as a second sniff, because I could take it any night, but why not say that when I forget any night? So the post, I'm going to say you will say that any night, but I should say the Rev will say that, but I'm saying is, but I'm just saying, but then, so he's using this, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining, well, how come I count during the day without a bracha, but then the following night I can continue counting with the bracha.
It's on the side that fulfilled my mitzvah, so then of course I can count
the mitzvah. Yeah, so if the mitzvah is during the day, so of course. And even and if the mitzvah is at night, and then I have the other thing of maybe it's 49 separate mitzvahs. Which has nothing to do with the Bahag, because the Bahag seems not to saying
that.
But
that also argues on the Rav's.
No, so I'm just saying, so that's a totally different.
The
Rav is saying, no, of course. No mitzvah. You are not getting the mitzvah. There's no suffix. He's saying, the Bahag is saying, count during the day to for the continuity, not for a suffix.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's saying that that's what I'm pointing out.
Yeah. I'm not saying that Mishnah Berurah is wrong. I'm just saying the Rav felt strongly about his chat. Over. Yeah. But obviously, you know, the Chafetz Chaim knew how to learn also. He just wasn't a brisker. But I'm saying is so therefore the Rav has all his rayas from all these links. And in fact, that's what they want to explain also. There's a in Rashi, they quote the Rashi in Rashi's shul. See, it wasn't anything new. They used to daven early. You know, whether it's this Friday night or maybe every night. You know, and they used to daven mincha before Prague and Dara Meirav after Prague. You know, Sakan, whatever the reason. So, and what is, so they quote the Truva's Rashi, they quote Rashi as saying that what did Rashi do in shul? Count in shul without a bracha. It's after Prag HaMincha. So count in shul without a bracha. And then if you remember, then you'll count with a bracha at night. That's what the minig in Rashi shul was. So the tshuva is a Rashvias Mamanashach. What are you talking about, Rashi? It makes no sense. If counting after Prag HaMincha, I could get the mitzvah, so why don't I make the bracha? And if I can't, then why am I counting at all? In other words, if it's a nothing, then why am I so what, you know, what's the point of counting? And you know, that's his mamanashach. So what would the Rav answer? He says, no, what's Rashi saying? Like him. Rashi's saying, no. Of course Rashi agrees. If you count, you don't get the mitzvah after Prag HaMincha. You get a Maisa Svira without, and then so it's nothing. But if you remember it, hopefully you remember it now, you'll get to do day number 8. Let's say it's day number 8. Count in shul now. Okay, good. We got the serif working. Okay. Worst case scenario, we're not messed up for the night. And then hopefully you remember it night, and you'll go ahead and count. There's no kash on Rashi. He's saying he's working at the same Yisodah the Rav. That you get a Maisa Svira without the Kiyama Mitzvah. The whole Yisodah is to keep the leak, keep the continuity. That's the Yisod. You know, he probably gave like a 4-hour shiur on it, you know, many, and a lot more, you know, right, but I'm just saying, when he had a Yisod, he didn't just have one, he has like, you know, 20 different, his Yortzeit shiurim were famous like that. I definitely don't remember it being 4 hours. If anything, I might have heard a Yortzeit shiur all the way at the end, where he definitely didn't go 4 hours, but they say in the prime, because when I went, the Rav was still there, but I barely, like, he was sick and older. You know, I sat in like a couple of chairs. I couldn't understand his words. I don't even mean his Havana. He had a strong accent. So I couldn't understand anything he was saying back. So if you had to sit in the chair for 6 months and stare at the walls, kind of, before you could get, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, you could understand him. His accent was much less. But they say he used to give, like, in Yortzeit Shiur, Mariah, whatever, he used to give 4 hours Shiur. The first 2 hours he gave it by halacha, and then 2 hours after he gave on the hashkafa, on what the halacha he developed, because all his hashkafa was based on his halacha. His divrei hashkafa, you know, it has to be grounded somewhere. So he used to give, he'd give a Shiur on Tzviras Omer, and then the next 2 hours he'd give the hashkafa on the Bahag or whatever, you know, whatever. So he used to go on, like, you know, for 4 hours. Not that I ever witnessed it or heard them. I'm saying, why was he giving one? You know, maybe went an hour. I don't remember anymore. But that was like at the, she used to, like, Balabatim knew how to learn the Mariah. He used to, like, didn't come up. He used to, like, check back. He, in the middle of the, he used to scream, what are you talking about? What about this Gemara? What about here? And I think they say the first shiur he gave when he came over, I think he came over on the boat, whatever he came over, I think either that day or the next day, he gave a shiur with Moshe, his father. I think he gave a shiur, not on this, he gave a shiur on tefillah, the difference between tefillah bitzibor and tefillah hatzibor. Tefillah bitzibor is not gedavening with the minyan. Tefillah hatzibor is the chazaras hashah. That's the whole, you know, maybe we'll get to that shiur one day. But, you know, that was his first shiur they say he gave over when he came over to, when he came to America. But either way, that's how he does in general. He takes shittas, which let's say are, we don't pass in la halacha, but he shows how, you know, that the Bahag shita, I was that wasn't great. You know, we see many going, you know, many you were working with that same type of link. You know, obviously they disagree with the yisod, the bottom line of the Bahag, but that's the yisod of the Rav. Therefore, the Rav pointed out, you have the maises, that's his yisod. You know, we have, and he has many more, we could continue with many more examples of how other examples where we have a maisa sphera without the kiyam hamitzvah, and the purpose is of this to continue counting. I just conclude with saying with the Rav had a bigger chiddush even, like, you know, see, how do we, so halach l'maisa, what do we do? Halach l'maisa, we, if you forget it, now you count during the day, like the Bahag, whatever, it's, whether it's like the Bahag or not, we do it, you know, whatever pshat in the Bahag is, svek svek or not, and we count the next day with the bracha. So that's the standard halacha. So really the Bahag is a shita that everyone, all the Rishonim reject the Bahag about if you miss a complete day. The only problem is the Shulchan Aruch brought it down. Im Shachach 22, Im Shachach Levarach Be'echad Me'ayamim Ben Yom Rishon Ben Meshar Yamim Sofer B'Shar Yamim Lo Bracha Aval Imhu Mesup. So he brings it down, even though no one else passed into like it. Imhu Mesupik Im Dilag Yom Echad Lo Sipa Yisbar B'Shar Yamim. But however, he says we could use it as a sniff. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. That's the Svek Sveka, is that you always have this. Let's say I'm not sure if I counted yesterday. So one suffix is maybe I counted, maybe I didn't. And then you could always use this sniff. So therefore, so really, it's a crazy. All the Rishonim go against the Bahag. For some reason, the Mechaba brings it down. Perhaps one reason to suggest why the Mechaba brought down. What do I mean brought it down? Meaning, why does he say one should? Because going to all Rishonim except the Bahag, I can miss the first 20 days. Day 21, I count with the bracha. 20. Any day I'm counting, I make a bracha, even if I wake up on day 49. All the Rishonim say that, and they think the Bahag's crazy, yet why would the Mechaba quote the Bahag? It's not like someone we usually paskin like. So I heard the suggestion. Don't want to say maybe because the Mechaba was shitasin going with the Rambam. Because what's the shitas harambam? The shitas harambam is that a bracha shein etzricha, a bracha levatola, is a iser daraisa. According to Tosfos, it's only a din d'rabbanan that a bracha levatola, bozi shein shemayim levatola. So that's the mechaba l'shitason, that he's always more strict. That's why women don't make bracha. So it could be the mechaba l'shitason. So therefore, so it comes out like this. I get the following shy, I get it all the time. I forgot to count. So what could I, you know, really I, you know, really I could tell the, really the person should be counting with the bracha book. But I say, what could I do? The Shulchan Aruch tells me that, okay, so I say, count without a bracha. So the Rav used to always say, you have to know your Baal HaBatim or your students. You got to know who you're talking to. He says, you're right. He wants to say, pshat is more of a hiddur in the Mechaber's bringing down. Now, you know, chol choshes v'shitas bahag, okay, don't make a bracha. But really, Meikar Adin really should be making a bracha. Everyone else says, so what, in deference to the Mechaber, okay, if you get a count without a bracha. That's what, you know, Ben Torah will count without a bracha. But there are many people who say, you know what, you tell them, okay, you can't make a bracha anymore, they're not going to count. Oh, okay, I know what it means. It really doesn't count. As the Rav always used to say, look what happened. We know the Gemara tells us by Shmini Atzeres, what is the Gemara Paskin? Meisiv Yasvin and Bruchim Urvachin, everyone ends up in, so, oh, Shmini Atzeres doesn't count. You don't have to eat in the sukkah, and everyone eats inside. He says, if you're going to tell someone, don't make a bracha, you know he's going to take it to mean that he's going to stop counting, then tell him to count with the bracha. It's much better to count with the bracha than not to count. Because everyone agrees, there's no shaila. You have a chiyav, either deraisa or drabanan, depending on who you're passing by. But minimally, you have a chiyav drabanan to count sphere every day. So the Mechaber said, a hiddur, he holds his deraisa, we don't even go, we've been a Ashkenaz. So I've had that shaila at different times.
Ramban doesn't argue with it.
With what? No, I know, but he argues with, he doesn't argue with that.
No, but the Ramban, the Mechaber says you should say without a bracha, because no, because he does the bracha shein etzricha.
No, but even that, no, but I'm just saying why the Mechaber in general, right, the Ramban doesn't argue with the Mechaber, but he doesn't
he's
mean.
Also from.
Yeah, he's also from, he's also, so while he also suffered brachas on a drabbanan, the whole, the Ramah holds, because the Ramah holds maybe the whole mitzvah is only Darabbanan. But you know, we could ding tach on that point. But the point being is, so I get that shaila all the time. So actually, so someone came over to me today. I always ask also, are you a Sephardi or an Ashkenaz? If you're a Sephardi, I think there's less room to be. And also, well, it didn't make a difference. I spoke. This guy told me, "Is there anything I could do?" So I said, "Are you going to continue counting on that?" Because I don't know the, some people. I don't know. So I just feel that out. I just say, "Oh, are you going to? If I tell you, are you going to count?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay, then that's what you should do. Count without a bracha." And I said, and he was a Sephardi also, so I didn't want to tell him to make a bracha. But other times I've spoken to people, either they've told me straight out, or I could see they're not, so I tell them to count with a bracha. So there are people I will tell to count with a bracha based on that, based on the Rav. That base, because...
So you can tell that they're so not serious that if you tell them to count with a bracha,
I'm saying, obviously, most people...
You can tell that on the person.
What? No, I speak to the guy.
First of all, it doesn't have to be that they're serious about it or not. It could be a misconception.
If you make them feel that it's not...
I don't have to do with a bracha. That means that it's... I don't have a chiyuv, really. I'm just doing it that's the way tradition.
No, that's how they're taking it. I'm saying... if it's a Ben Torah who knows, who understands what I'm saying, I'll tell him.
If it's a person who's going to count every night, isn't that person...
I said any person's going to count every night. He's only going to count every night if he's making a. I'm saying if the person who, however you're going to come to that conclusion. I'm agree. If the person's going to count every night without a bracha, I'm not going to tell him to make a bracha.
What about the guy that comes to shul once a week?
No, it's not. You can't. It's not a matter of comes
Friday.
A week.
What do you tell him?
What do you mean?
If Tfiyas HaEmer started
on a Friday night. And he comes to shul every Friday night.
He could count the week.
He could say a bracha.
Yeah, I'm saying that there is room for him. If he's just counting randomly, but then he's not,
Tell him you are counting the bracha. The shliach tzibur. That's your bracha.
Yeah.
But you know, that's my first choice. I tell them I said it's not an issue. If you come to shul, you'll be yotzi with the shliach tzibur. Yeah. I don't say it too often to people. I'm doing it based on the Rav. He said, and it makes sense. Meikar Adin, that's the way we paskin. It seems because it's a big shaila why the Machaba brought it down at all.
Everyone
why should
asks
we?
The shaila, why does it say that we should continue without a bracha?
None of the Rishonim, there's no Rishon besides the Bahag who brings it down. So it's strange why the Mechaber would quote the Bahag Shita. Mm-hmm. As to Lahalacha.
But because it's in Shulchan Aruch?
Because the Mechaber rules the day. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Usually it's in the Shulchan Aruch, people don't listen. But here, but either way, that's what I'm saying. So that's the difference. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch versus knowing before the Shulchan Aruch. If you open the Shulchan Aruch, you have no idea what he's saying. So of course you didn't want to make, he says not to do it. But really it's a big chiddush in the Mechaber. So before Rav Yosef Cairo Pashas, that wasn't the halacha. So obviously,
You see from the chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch, that they have a totally different...
It's not until the belly, they brought it in. That's
nobody
what I'm saying.
Nobody says what Moreinu, Shabbat Reinu.
Exactly, they reject,
we don't do today what he says.
Exactly, well, hold the Moreinu Rav, yeah. I'm just saying so that's what I'm saying. So the bottom line is, if someone counted with a bracha, any day, I wouldn't say it's a bracha. I wouldn't tell him to do it, but I can't say it's a bracha of Atala. I wouldn't say. In other words, what I'm saying is, someone randomly counted, came to shul, and he counted with a bracha. I wouldn't tell him to do it per se.
But you wouldn't answer on me.
I don't know
what this
is. Yeah. He's not in. Let me see if I have.
No, there's just one fixed figure that I see that he talks about if you not sure.
Oh, the other one.
Maybe this is a very halacha, but this is the only
one. Yeah. No, that's right there.
He needs to take it home.
Will you?
He throw your garbage from your home. So you bring the yeshiva into the home.
Garbage?
Garbage from the yeshiva.
Where are you looking?
Yeshiva's garbage is
Sif Zayin?
Holier than anything.
Vav Zayin? Any ches?
Okay. It's loose.
On straight up the Mechaber, that he spoke beyond below bracha, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring a space taken.
Is this still on, by the way?
Yep. You better be careful what you say.